merely asked me to gather paperwork or to help her gather paperwork. And as I said, to the best of my ability in this process. What's taken place so far is that, as you may or may not be aware, those who are on the PMB know this better than those who are not. We've retained legal counsel both on the tax side and on the exemptions, which is where this issue lies, to help walk us through this process. I'm going to try to not use the think. But unfortunately, I don't have a large enough body of information to not use that phrase. So to the degree that I know what's going on, I've just told you. But I also know that there are feet on the ground and things are moving rapidly to try and, make sure that the exemption gets filed so that these rates can get knocked down to the degree that they can. And get the agency in question to entertain the idea of knocking down the taxes for the balance of the amount due. Now, if for those of you who are skeptical about that, I think there's a certain amount of reason to expect, or there's a certain amount of weight to that argument. Governmental agencies are not always lenient, especially when it comes to playing by the rules. But it should be pointed out that we did have an exemption prior to this whole thing blowing up. And if some of you are wondering how that ever even happened, there were several name changes associated with Pacifica that created this problem. I believe there were two or three name changes. And those name changes required us to get in and change our articles of incorporation. And anyway, it's complicated, and there are a bunch of legal layers to this whole thing. But a lot of it just boils down to paperwork. But the fact that we actually had the exemption before gives us better standing in this particular case than simply, never having done this before and just either A, not knowing about it, or B, just neglect the entire time of our existence. Neither of those things is the case. So we have fairly good standing to get a certain amount. And I think the feeling is the vast majority of these taxes reduced. Do I have any specific information on that? No, I don't. Nobody's waving around any percentages or anything. But everybody seems optimistic that we can get our arms around this and get it knocked down a lot. So
James for the stack.
Subject.
All right.
Go ahead,
sorry, James for the stack. Yeah, two questions. One is, I've been on the audit committee and the finance committee. In fact, I've been on the finance committee at WBI for 8 years. I've been on the, off and on, I should say, because I had to come off a little bit. I've also been on the audit committee last year, and I never heard of this. And so I'm just wondering if there's any explanation for why I never heard of this while hearing about a lot of other things. And then the other question is, it's my understanding that KPFK, also in California, had the same situation with the change in the name of the corporation, and they have not had a similar situation arise. They've continued paying their taxes, and it was accepted under a certain, whichever name it was submitted under. And I know that may be explained by the difference between Los Angeles County and Alameda County in California. But I'm not really clear that that's the whole answer, and I'm just curious if you have any information about that.
No, but I wish I did. That's an interesting question. I know that KPFK did come up in the course of the discussion, both with Lydia and in general. I hadn't really given it much further thought, to be honest with you, James. But, yes, you're right. They must have resolved this issue independently, or they'd be in the same boat. So that's an interesting fact that I hadn't really I don't know. But I will find out for sure. That is, it's an interesting point.
Chris?
And then the other question, if you could, the question sure. about whether, why didn't, you know, being on the finance committee at BAI for 8 years and being on the audit committee last year and on the finance committee this year, I've never heard of this. Have you heard of it? Why is this, how did this just seem to come out of nowhere? I mean, we had the $3 million plus dollar loan. It should have been resolved for us to, you know, I mean, we had to have title searches and such, which would account for property taxes remaining due. How is it that that didn't come to anybody's attention in a more public way, if you know?
Well, I do have a little bit of information on that, but this hasn't really been discussed in a fulsome way. So I will say this, and that's that when the Nakupon property was sold, this issue had to be addressed because it had to have become a condition of sale. I mean, anybody who's bought and sold real estate, and most of us are old enough to have done that in our lives, you know that if you have a lien on your property, that has to be divulged, and normally it has to become part of the transaction. So I would assume that when the Nakupon property was sold, that this issue arose. Now, the big question for me is, why wasn't this issue addressed when the Nakupon property was sold? I mean, we had the money there, right? And file a cash there to possibly take care of all this. Why was it appears that only the Nakupon portion of the problem was taken care of, but obviously whoever brokered that transaction was aware of it, and any parties involved with that transaction would have been aware of it. Why wasn't it just simply nipped in the bud back then? It would have to have been. So I really honestly don't understand why that didn't happen, but I find it frustrating, disturbing, and, you know, upsetting, saddening. You can come up with your own list of adjectives. That it wasn't handled at that point in time when it should have been really clear to whoever handled the transaction that it was an issue that would come up later, right? I mean, it's not just going to go away. So, yeah, I really don't understand that particular part of it. I look forward to somebody explaining that to me at some point in time, but obviously I don't have an explanation right now.
Thank you.
R. Paul.
And Fred.
Okay, I got two pieces. One, this I am recalling. Now, I haven't looked this up, but I have a memory of an issue regarding the property tax not being properly discounted for not-for-profit stuff years ago, and it came up on the NFC, and it was, well, it was presented as a rather minor thing at the time, and again, I can't remember how many years ago this was, it was, we were told, oh, that's going to be fixed, they'll be fixing that real soon. So the last I heard of it was years ago, and it was just a, you know, stupid clerical problem somewhere, and it was about to be fixed then. So obviously it hasn't. And I have a question of, okay, so we have a loan, and the loan relates to the property. And how is this particular thing liable to affect the loan?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And I think I might be drifting off into somewhat dangerous territory here in that, you know, since the property is encumbered, I don't want to say anything right now that might get me in trouble either with the rest of the PNB or with the lender. So I think that your concerns are justified and I share them. I think there is a significant issue there, a significant problem. And I am fervently hoping that we can resolve it so that, on March 21st, we're all talking about how happily this turned out instead of this becoming a potentially really problematic thing for us in terms of having having enough assets against the loan to make it a going thing. So, yeah.
Alan for the stack.
Definitely. Okay.
And James for the stack later. Thank you.
Fred to the
okay,
stack. Fred to the stack.
Yeah, Fred, you're up. Fred, you're up.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify a few things about KPFK since it was mentioned in this business. I've been checking into the property taxes. The reason that KPFK is not a problem is we've been paying our property taxes all these years. The last time we got the Wilfer exemption was actually in 2016, and we've been paying the full property taxes since that for the last 3 years. But our full property taxes are a lot less than KPFA's. So that hasn't been as much of a problem, but we are going to file for the exemption and get back at least 2 years of taxes that we've been overpaying. And that's about it. That's about it for KPFK. So our property title is free and clear because taxes are paid up. That's it.
Okay, thanks, Fred. Yeah, I should also mention just for disclosure purposes that this subject has also come up with Teresa about getting the exemption for you guys. So or not Teresa. Yeah, it's in the works for you guys. It's all. We're going to use the same, I believe, the same attorneys to take care of that issue as well. So, Teresa?
Yes, KPFT used to pay property taxes, and we had an attorney on our board, Mike Martin, who at one time was on the national board. And we don't pay property taxes on our property in Texas. Since Mike Martin pursued it because he discovered that KUHF and KTSU and I believe the not-for-profit television stations, they didn't pay any property taxes. So he eventually had to go to a legislator, but we don't pay any property taxes. The question I have for KPFK, I have two questions. Number one, isn't there any way that you can get an attorney to handle this for free, like Mike Martin did for us? And number two, seems like the tax bills had to go to come in the mail. Who checks the mail? And do you need to maybe write up some procedures or find some accountability for bills for taxes that should have come every year in the mail, who was not getting them to the right person? Whether it's the business manager or the general manager. And I say, and not to cast blame necessarily, but moving forward, I mean, what the hell? How can this happen for so long and you not be aware of these huge tax bills, which I think it's probably, it sounds to me like an error, a real serious error. I mean, are you claiming that they didn't send the bills to KPFA? Who took the bills and threw them in the trash or whatever? Thank you.
Sure, I can answer that. I know that this from my current understanding of the situation that. These bills have been in dispute for quite a while. The problem has been that it's, I think, four different documents need to be produced. It's not just a simple matter of walking down to the county assessor's office and saying, hey, you know, we're a nonprofit. Give us a break here. There's a state-level document that needs to be altered, our operation. That's probably a PNB thing that needs to happen. And then there's this exempt certificate, which is, from what I gather, and this is coming from Lydia, again, I've never had to deal with this particular thing, but my understanding is that it's quite difficult, the procedure for obtaining this. I think it's a combination of attempts to stop the process by people that had no ability to stop the process, and just a failure up and down the system to take care of the various pieces and documents that were necessary to stop this. And if you want to spend some time thinking and about this and discussing it amongst ourselves, we can. The approach that's being taken right now is basically to get the best people that we can on this to resolve it as quickly as possible and get us back to where we need to be. But from my own observation, there's high turnover in the organization, and so people that might have had their finger on this over the last 3 or 4 or 6 years have come and gone and haven't passed it off effectively to whoever succeeded them. And so these things just fell through the cracks. And I understand that it's a big deal now, but I think that I believe it was R. Paul who mentioned it earlier, that this issue has come up before, and it was dismissed as being trivial and unimportant and paperwork and basically BS, you know? Just, it wasn't something worth devoting our time and energy to, that it was just going to go away or whatever, or somebody, you know, that it was being taken care of, I think was the phrase that was used. And I heard that before myself, by the way. I spent less than a year as treasurer of KPFA, and during my time as treasurer, this issue came up and it was dismissed like this, you know? Oh well, it's being taken care of, you know? That's how, it's like parking tickets or whatever. I got a parking in Berkeley the other day, sitting on my desk right now. If I forgot about it, it would get buried in that stack of paper, and a month from now, instead of being $49, which is atrocious, city of Berkeley, it would be $382. And so, needless to say, I'm going to take care of it. But just, you know, if I was fired tomorrow and I had to clear my desk out and all that stuff went into a box for my successor, I don't know. Maybe I would forget about it. But I'm not offering apologies or excuses for anybody in this. This is a very confusing and high turnover organization, and people make mistakes, and this is a big one.
But it's going to be costly to fix. Have you not had the same general manager and the same business manager for the last 5 years?
Yes, and if you talk to them, they will say that they have been working on this and trying to fix it during that entire time. So, I'm even right now. So we can't, you know, this is being, this trying in absentia, but I think that, you know, I'm not, once again, I'm not in a position to apologize for them, and they're not, they don't appear to be apologizing for themselves, but what I'm trying to do is say that there were things that needed to be done that they could not do. And so they attempted to hand those tasks off. If you listen to them and believe them, they attempted to hand those tasks off, and those balls were dropped too. So there's bits and pieces of this that are the responsibility of everybody. And I guess what you could generally say is that the screaming wasn't loud enough for whatever reason, and that's why we find ourselves where we are today. But, I would rather fix this problem and then, as Lydia put it, put procedures in place to make sure that it never happens again. Go ahead, R. Paul.
I'll wait for R. Paul.
For a fast clarification, I didn't say it was you characterized it, I think, as treated trivially or not important or something like that. It was brought up, it was mentioned on the NFC, again, years ago. I don't remember how many years ago. It may be in minutes that are years old. And we were assured that this was, a person was handling it. They said they were handling it on the call. and that it was going to just be fixed, and it was presented to us as a very minor thing that was going to just be fixed, and it would take no real effort at all, and that's it. And so, I mean, it wasn't treated trivially. It was treated as this is an issue that's not trivial, that's being fixed, and they had a definite they made a definite statement that they were doing it. It was going to get fixed. So that's what I said.
Okay. Our, just to be clear, I wasn't saying that the NFC treated it trivially. I was saying that, you know, whoever yeah, okay. Yeah, I think that's probably all I needed to say. James?
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to be a little more blunt than you were about what the possible consequences of this are, and the first one is that our large loan for which these properties were used as collateral, could the interest rate on that loan could be bumped up to 18%, which is like a credit card interest rate. And secondly, and more drastically, the loan could be called. So this is really an existential situation. Another thing is, on February 15th, according to Tracy Rosenberg, who anyone may wish to believe or not, she went to the Alameda County office, and they told her that the deadline was February 15th for the next payment of taxes that were due, and if that wasn't accomplished by bond or by some other method, that there would be further interest and penalties on all the taxes that were already due, and there would be another assessment at the commercial or, you know, the regular rate as opposed to the charity 501c3 rate for the current tax period for 2020. So we're like 4 days away, whatever it is, from having the next problem occur here. And then this is a question, and I don't know if you have any information about this, Chris, but the suggestion was also made that the famous, I'll perhaps this is a prejudicial characterization, but I don't know how any other way to say it because I don't know, I'm not that familiar with the actual name, but there was the so-called check in the drawer, the check that was in a drawer for a year, which was eventually apparently put into a trust fund, which could possibly be broken to pay these back tax, or at least to get a bond so that the bond could be placed so that we could stop the bleeding and, you know, stem the damages. So I wonder if you have any information about that. And finally, it's my understanding that for T and K and A, who own property, the taxes have been, property tax have been taken care of and left as the court of the local stations without any apparent supervision or even awareness of what was going on by anything on the national level. And I think as we see where this is potential, I'm not vouching for everything that I've said is going to happen. I'm just saying that this is what information that's floating around. You know, this possibly should not be left to the local level where it can get either lost or put in a drawer, so to speak. This should be something that everybody's aware of on the national level because it can be existential for the whole network. And so just to go back, the question I had for you, Chris, I'm sorry, I blathered on here. The question was if you know anything about the next deadline for taxes and how that would go forward, and if you know anything about the possibility of paying it with the trust that was established at KPFA with that check that was a bequest, I believe.
Yeah, James, I don't know the answer to your first question, unfortunately. I've been trying to stay off the listserv, not at the request of anyone, but because I have so much information coming at me from Lydia. And And I'm assuming that everything that is that's accurate and that I need to know is in that suite of information I'm being fed. I do know about the second issue, and I know that Lydia is working on it. So I don't know about the amount. I don't know whether the trust is broken. I don't know whether it can be used as collateral. I don't know any specifics about it. I only know that she's working on it. She's aware of it, and she's working on it. So,
may I offer you a point of information on that, Chris?
Sure.
Because I was on a call with Lydia a few days ago, and I mentioned to her this February 15th deadline, and at that time she indicated she was not aware of it. And so I forwarded her the information, so I hope now she is aware of it, if it is in fact a real thing. But I know what you're saying about staying away from the lists and the lists being overbearing. I mean, seems like all I do sometimes. I don't even respond. I just read. And
exactly.
if you look at, again, I realize that she's a person which not everyone agrees with. If you go to your email and you search your email for Tracy Rosenberg's posts, you may find most of this information.
I've kind of scanned through some of that stuff, and I haven't found anything that I haven't seen before that I've been able to verify independently. And so I think at this juncture, I will ask the question since it was brought up. And I'm assuming that the attorneys would have that information in hand at this juncture as well.
Right.
Well,
I'm not vouching for any of the information on her in her emails. I'm just suggesting that February 15th date, you know, got my attention. If it was true, that would be a problem.
Yes.
So I just wanted to pass that along. Thank you.
I can neither confirm nor deny it, but I will look into it. Thanks, James.
I appreciate your dialogue. Thank you.
No problem. Anyone else? We have 7 minutes left till time certain.
Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, hi, thanks. This is more of a suggestion to you, Chris. If you're talking with Lydia, we have a meeting scheduled tomorrow. I mean, excuse me, Thursday night, a PMB meeting. If we need it to deal with this, I'm not sure we even need it. But whether we do that or not, it would be helpful if we could just get something in writing from the attorneys that could be shared publicly with people, because a lot of people are anxious about it. There's all kinds of things wondering. And, you know, we had a executive session last week, which I still don't think needed to be done an executive session about this, and that made people even more suspicious. And, the more, even if it's just that we're working on it, at least so they know what that the attorneys are working on and maybe what they've done or what they need to do, so it sounds like there's a plan. I think that would be helpful if that could be sent out, and it might eliminate having to have the meeting at all. But at least the public would know. That's my suggestion. If you could ask Lydia to pass that along and get some information sent out soon.
I just want everyone on this committee and listening to know that I'm actually pushing as hard as I can to have it. I may not seem like the most disclosey kind of guy based on my pattern here with the financial statement, but honestly, if there's information that is coming from the attorneys or that I'm qualified to disclose, I'm anxious to disclose it, especially in this situation, because there's a palpable panic in the organization right now, particularly at KPFA, and I would really like to tamp that down if I can. So believe me, as soon as I hear anything, I will make sure that it gets out there.
Well, you may not be the one to hear. I'm just suggesting that the attorneys may just be doing it themselves, and they may not tell anybody until it's all done. I have no idea, but it would be helpful to have weekly status reports, essentially. You know, something brief, something that wouldn't take them a lot of time, but that just to give everybody a little more assurance that things are happening, that they're working on it. And if there's a big roadblock, they need to know that, too.
Yep.
Thanks.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah, this is
right.
James.
James, okay. We're getting close to the end
One more thing, and I'm not trying to be too cynical, but I appreciate the need for transparency, and I am, I'm raising a question of why we didn't know about this beforehand, but I would hate to think that if lawyers made weekly reports about this, that they would somehow be misused and end up in an Alameda County court before a judge who was going to try and say that, well, you know, the bylaws of election has been not handled properly, and now we have another crisis, and therefore we should just award the bylaws election to the proponents. You know, that may not be exactly on point, and I apologize if not.
Alan for the stack.
Point
of order.
Go ahead, Teresa. Point of order? What's your point of order? Sorry, hold on a second, Teresa.
That's rather preposterous. It has nothing to do with the bylaws. And to imply that somehow information about the KPFA loan would be misused is pretty astounding.
Okay, Bill, you've said your piece. Teresa?
Well, it could be used the other way, too. Okay. I think that one of the reasons, if I had to guess, you know, why did this happen? How did this happen? Could it be that the general manager was too afraid to push this for fear that he'd be the one, he'd be the messenger and we wouldn't like it and therefore we would write him up? Or, you know, or the business manager was afraid to bring this up for fear that she would be looked down upon because she was the bearer of bad news. We do need to find out who's getting the mail and who, I mean, sir, and the people that do the budget. If you've been paying $10,000 a year in taxes and it's in your budget, and then all of a sudden you don't have it and you're not budgeting for it, you know, the people that do the budget should notice. I mean, I'm assuming
okay.
We're going back. I mean, we have not seen our P&Ls for a year and a half, so I'm just really eager to see that. But I'm assuming there has to be some action that we can take that we say who's responsible for keeping tabs of things like this. Thank you.
Okay. Well, in the case of KPFA, I can answer at least one of those questions, and probably both of them. The historical amount associated, I believe there's a flat fee for nonprofits in the state of California. At least that's my understanding of like $1,600 for taxes. So that would be like the nominal amount that KPFA would be owing and would be paying. And presumably they've been paying that amount. I don't know that for a fact, you know, while this dispute has been ongoing. And that would also be reflected in the budgets. But I don't have the most recent KPFA but now, so I couldn't really tell you. But you know, I believe that either the business manager or an associate of the business manager would have been the person that would have opened the mail in the case of KPFA. Don't know how it works in other stations, but that's how I would presume that it works there. I've never actually physically been there when they've opened the mail, but I think that's how it's done. So.
James, with a point of information.
Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I think if you do consult the lists where the emails are flying back and forth, both Sharon Adams of the treasurer of KPFA and Maria Negrid have both admitted that they were aware of this situation and that they were trying to deal with it. None of the rest of us were aware of it.
Yeah, that's my understanding as well, James. Thanks for pointing that out. Okay, this is pretty much it. We're out of time, and so we don't have any time for new business tonight. It's time certain. Unless somebody wants to extend more time for this item, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I would think if anyone has new business to bring up, they should be the one to ask for additional time.
Indeed.
Mr. Chair, quarter after, that's the time set, and if nobody extends or anything, then we're automatically adjourned.
That is true.
So
you are a man of
our next meeting is on the 25th.
25th, that's correct. Yep. And hopefully we will we'll know a lot more about this situation then than we do now. Knock on wood.
Thank you.
Anyway, I will try to keep everybody up to date on this, and I really appreciate this discussion. It was interesting. And thank you, Anita, for your participation.
Are we adjourned?
Thank you, Chris.
We are adjourned.
Good night.
We are adjourned. Okay. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Anita.
All right.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.